Well, I says, I can't get away, we're getting ready for sale. And he said, well, go back and ask Mr. Campbell. So I went back and asked him, Mr. Campbell, yes! He talked to him low, and he said, yes, Mr. Earl, he says, you go ahead. I said, well, Mr. getting ready for sale. He said, well, he said, the sale go on just the same. He said, you go ahead, and said, you and Ted have a good time. I said, how long you want to be gone? He said, well, don't make any difference. He said, you go ahead. So that little old train went through here. Cool old Johnny, we called it. But Fairmore, so we caught that thing at even Fairmore went in. Buffalo, New York, and he was taking off a set of books there for Gunsburg and Foreman. And then we went from there to Niagara and pulled over to Toronto and back to New York.
When was this?
It was 1911. And back into Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a man by the name of Lovell. He had the Paul Lovell with his boy, and he was here in the oil business. And he took us across, what's the name of that river there in Pittsburgh?
Allegheny?
I guess it was. Anyway, they had big locks. It's a navigable river, you know, and they had locks on that big bridge going across there. I remember he picked us up in Surrey, took us across there. We had a big time, of course, in Niagara Falls, riding in that Maid of the Mist, or whatever they call it there, under the falls. And we came back to, and we was in Chicago. Then we came back into Kansas City, and the guy in Kansas City was broke.
Yeah.
Then we went down to Elks Club and got us a couple of checks cashed. Came on home, that was my about the first day. Boy, I'd been going back to Indiana with my cousin a time or two, back to where my mother was raised, Vincennes, Indiana.
Well, you've been to Texas several times, lovely trips to Texas.
Oh, yeah, I've been to Texas.
And up in
Colorado.
Iowa and Colorado.
Last year, last August, Miss Fowler and I, we took this little trip. We went to, we took a little trip and went down to Fenton, New Mexico to horse races, and then went from there to right there to the steer open it was in Clayton, New Mexico. I went from there to Rattoon, New Mexico to horse races, and there to Manitou and stayed 50 days and went on Cheyenne and Wyoming to rodeo.
That's bleak country up there in places, isn't it? But some of it's certainly pretty. You got some good sons. When did you go back there?
Oh, that was back in 19 and, way earlier. Huh?
It was before
15. Oh, yeah, I mean, back in about 19 and, let's see, I came out here and came here in 1904, and we were back there in about 19.
Did you make two trips or just one? You mentioned Elks.
And then 25, I was down. Well, now I went down on one of these land excursions down at into the Old Mexico. Well, I've been to Old Mexico twice.
I like that country down there. You mentioned you're a member of the Elks. Other organizations too?
No, that's all.
And, country
clubs and yeah.
And he's
a member of the Presbyterian Church. He's not very active, I'll admit that, but he is a member of the Presbyterian Church.
And occupation? Retired?
Retired.
Just
got tired.